quality air, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in, being a part of our True Form Life community. Whether you're listening across Canada on terrestrial radio or around the world as a podcast, we certainly wouldn't be here without you. Today, we're bringing on another amazing guest. This is Kayla Ward, and she's an osteopath. And I got to tell you, if you haven't heard about this, you're going to today because it's an amazing modality in natural health. It's very holistic. It's very healing. There's all kinds of different ways this can help and will help. And I went through a session myself and it was amazing. I felt fantastic. I don't even know how to explain it. I felt really good in many different ways. And I hope that, and I recommend this all the time, like people should give this a shot. And especially those that haven't heard about it, because you should hear about it. There's so many different ways it can help improve your health. Kayla's coming from Central Health. That's centralhealth.ca. And they're one of our sponsors as well. So they're sending over all kinds of fantastic guests to help us learn more about different ways to improve your health. So we so much appreciate that. Now, today we're talking about the benefits of osteopathy. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. We're talking with Kayla Ward today, and we have her with us right now. Welcome to the show, Kayla.
Thank you, Drew. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, today we're talking about the benefits of osteopathy. And before we get into that, Kayla, can you mention or maybe just speak with our audience here and let them know how you got into this, maybe what you were doing before, what led you to osteopathy?
Sure. Well, I was always in the medical field and I completed my medical degree and then I was home in Newfoundland for a little while and my mom had suffered an injury and she sought a bunch of different modalities in order to try to get better. And the only one that really helped her was osteopathy. So I decided to go to school for that, and I've been practicing that ever since. I had a practice in Newfoundland for a few years, and then I just moved here in November.
Is this something that it's newer? It seems like I've told we had a session together that I very much enjoyed. I told some people about it and they are still unsure or hadn't heard about it before. So is this something that's newer or is it just something that a lot of people don't seem to have heard of before?
Okay. So it is fairly new for Canada. It is something that has been in Europe for a very long time, and it's kind of like the mainstay of treatment in Europe. In America, it's completely different. They're actually like surgeons in America. So an osteopath would be a surgeon in the States. And in Canada, it's kind of a fairly new modality because colleges and schools have just started popping up for training, and it's new in that it's still kind of developing in its techniques, but the foundation in which it's built on, it's fairly old.
All right, so I want to tell you about the Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. Now, they specialize in a few areas. One is skincare. They'll tell you the difference between professional skincare and over-the-counter skincare. This is something that they specialize in as well as offering education to their customers and clients. Mineral makeup is one of their non-toxic type of products. They have no talc, perfume, dyes, alcohol, or anything else that may clog your pores. They also specialize in varicose and spider veins.
I actually had the opportunity to stop in there, and they helped me better understand who's more likely to get them, how to treat them, and even how to prevent them. And then they also offer detoxing products and services such as their universal contour wrap. They offer a clay solution. This gets rid of toxins, increases your energy levels, and much more. If you want more details, visit their Facebook page at Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. They're also offering free consultations from Dr. Jackson and their other skincare professionals. You can find them in Didsbury across from the train station, or you can give them a call at 403-335-8829.
So is this something that, I know there's a lot of different forms kind of put together. Is this something that you could explain? Could you let our audience know what it is if they haven't heard of it before?
Sure. It is a little bit confusing to explain only because I cater treatment towards whatever individual issue or injury we're dealing with. And each osteo does their practice differently. But essentially, it always deals with restoring balance in the body. So we will do different techniques that are like very deep stretching, muscle energy techniques. We'll do visceral training, which has to do with the organs, cranial sacral therapy, which has to do with the cerebral spinal fluid. And then in terms of the body and bones, a lot of people wonder how it's different from chiro. And it's different from chiro in that we don't do grade 5 manipulations. So I don't do strong thrusts to adjust the bones. But I do put something back into place if it's out of place. And I do soft tissue work, so kind of a little bit of massage in there. But it's not heavily focused on one technique.
And then when you're working with someone, like when you see someone for the first time, let's say, how do you assess someone when they come into your, when you come into the office or they come into the room? How do you work with them, or what's the beginning steps to get them into the position you want them to be?
Right. So the first thing I do is take a fairly detailed history, which will include everything from when their injury occurred to how it's affecting their daily living, from everything from big to small things. What medications are they on? Any surgeries they've had? Like a thorough history on their sleep and their lifestyle, things like that. After that, I will do a full assessment on range of motion of all of their joints, as well as movements of their tendons, muscles, and ligaments. And I will assess kind of how tight they are, restrictions in the body. And then from there, I will focus on the main complaint, if there is one. If they're just in for wellness treatment, I will do a full body treatment. And then if it's a specific thing, I will focus on that, and then we will eventually branch out to other things, because the idea is that the body is a unit. So when one thing is off, everything is off. So even if you come in for a specific injury, I'm not going to neglect the rest of the body. It's just that that is going to be my primary focus, is to get rid of that pain that's causing you so much grief.
What would be some of the reasons that someone would typically come and see you?
Chronic pain is definitely the number one reason. A lot of other specific injuries would be rotator cuff, anything with the shoulder. I do a lot of lower back pain, SI, knees, fibromyalgia, arthritis.
Just want to take a minute to mention Complete Truth Protein. This is a protein supplement that we designed at True Form. We believe in food. We believe food heals, cures, and prevents. That's why this product is much different than your conventional types of products. Unfortunately, packed with chemicals, preservatives, toxins that our body doesn't know how to utilize, digest, and absorb. So that's why Complete Truth Protein can help improve your digestion and will offer a natural boost of energy. You can find more details at trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein. Would you recommend someone go to chiro along with your treatment? I think I went to chiro and I was recommended to see you. Do those go hand in hand?
Yep, they can go hand in hand. Like there's a place for every modality of treatment. And it really depends on your preference. And it also kind of depends on your condition and your age and your body. So if your body can handle chiro along with osteo and massage and physio, then great. They definitely do complement each other for the most part.
And then is there something in particular that people come to you more regularly for, or is it just a wide array of different health concerns?
It is a wide array of different health concerns, but I'd have to say that I get referred most people for fibromyalgia, shoulder injuries, and lower back pain is probably my top three.
Lower back pain seems like a major concern for a lot of people. So when someone comes in with lower back pain, how do you help them, or what do you do for them or with them?
So after doing the assessment and trying to figure out what it is, if there is any imaging that kind of suggests any kind of arthritic issues, or if it's something even like a herniated disc or just general low back pain, I usually do a full body treatment for low back pain because it affects, your spine affects everything for one, but it also affects like your hamstrings and your hip flexors and your pelvic girth and your neck. So when someone comes in for low back pain, I will usually do like a very thorough treatment of everything because low back pain throws your whole posture and biomechanics off completely.
And that is that quite a bit different than someone with shoulder issues? Why do so many people come with shoulder issues, do you think?
Actually, I think it's mainly for lifestyle. Like I have a lot of people that come for shoulder issues from curling or from repetitive strain from work, or people who work, say, in the postal industry, that type of thing. So I feel like it's a lot of repetitive strain on the shoulder that I get, and like the shoulder joint tends to wear out a lot quicker than other joints in your body. And I think for, say, low back pain, like massage and chiro and is kind of the go-to for that. But then for shoulders, once they've kind of tried all the other modalities, I'm usually the last one on that road. So I think that's why I get so many. And then I think, like you said, if you do a good job on one, then, you know, they see someone else with a shoulder injury and they say, oh, go to this person, and so on and so on. And I think that's kind of how it started. So luck of the draw.
So you're like the last resort.
Yes.
They're like,
almost the last resort.
They're like, nothing else has worked. Please, can you help me?
Always. Actually, that is pretty much the first line that everyone says.
That's funny. When we work with nutrition with different individuals, they come in and we talk about lifestyle. We don't really talk about fads or eliminating everything out and doing cleanses or detoxes. And then people are like, they've come to us and they've tried every single diet or shake and they don't work. So they're like, none of these have worked. Please help me.
Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of hard because when you're the last kind of rung on the ladder, you feel like there's so much more pressure because you're like, oh my gosh, if I don't help this person, then I'm the last person on their list. So it's kind of good and bad, you know.
There is lots of pressure.
Trusting you, but then you hold your breath and just hope that you can fix it.
I like the pressure. That's good pressure. It's like, I have to make this work. So when we were doing when you worked with me for the session that we went through, you said something like, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. How did you say it? Uncomfortable here, so it'd be comfortable out of here? Do you remember that?
Yeah. So basically, treatment is not overly enjoyable and it is quite uncomfortable, but the idea is to induce that discomfort in the room or in the office with me so that when you leave, you don't have it or you have it significantly less than you did in the room. So the idea is about working through the pain so that you could eventually be pain-free.
As a longtime family-owned business here in Olds, I think it's more important than ever to support local business. Hi, Aaron here from The Tire Shop. By shopping at a locally owned small business, you're supporting those who give back to the community. By supporting organizations like charity groups, local fundraisers, minor hockey, and figure skating, gymnastics, and other clubs your children participate in to learn and grow. This, of course, supports local wages and local incomes in order for families to prosper in local businesses and to keep our town alive. If it costs you an extra dollar, it's a dollar that goes back to the community and keeps the local economy thriving. So go grab a cup of coffee or a sub, maybe even a case of beer at your locally owned business today and keep this conversation going. Because it's the heart of the community. The Tire Shop, always trying to give a helping hand.
Yes, that sounds interesting and a total deterrent for someone that might be like, oh, I was going to try that until now.
But it works. It works. Like, I expect results within 3 treatments, and I usually achieve that. So it's good. It's not that I'm torturing you for a full hour. I work within your limits. There's communication throughout the whole treatment. You know, it's not like I kind of lock you in the room and torture you for a full hour, and then you walk out feeling perfect. You know, I guess I say that only because it's very different from massage in that way. It's not a relaxing treatment.
I also wanted to mention that, so when you put me through treatment, much of it was uncomfortable, but I have to tell you, like, I felt fantastic afterwards. Like, I felt like almost like a little bit like jellyfish-ish. Like, I could, when I turned to shoulder check, I was like, oh my gosh, I can look so much further over my left shoulder.
So it was
really cool. Like, I felt it was such a different feeling after getting out of a massage or chiro or physio. Like, it was much different. And of course the treatment is different, but I'd imagine at the end of the tunnel, you want the result, or at the end of the journey, you want the result to be similar, to be pain free and maybe more range of motion or whatever your goal is. But I just felt entirely different than from another treatment that I had before.
Thank you.
And do you hear that from other people that have never tried before? Or is it something that people are just kind of used to, that they're going to be like, oh, this, I feel much better afterwards?
No, I usually get that. Like, in the second treatment, when they come back, they usually say, they often say that it did feel quite different. The treatment felt quite different, as well as they felt different afterwards. And I think one thing that I always get asked is, do I have to do this for life? So a lot of people struggle with the idea of, say, going to treatment and saying, okay, you need to do this type of therapy twice a week for the rest of your life. But osteo is not like that. I don't want to see you twice a week for the rest of your life unless you want to come. It's about consistency at the beginning and then putting you on a maintenance schedule. And that maintenance schedule can look like anything from once a month, once every 6 months, once a year, or just as needed or as you want.
Have you heard about this? Do you know any professional sports? It seems like this would be like a really good for high impact type of athletes. Have you heard of anything like that yet? Or is it still has it not gotten there yet?
No, a lot of sports teams, like professional sports teams, have their own osteopath in their treatment team. So they do a lot of work with sports. I think that the other thing, though, is that you can go to the direction of like sports osteopathy, in which case that just becomes your focus in terms of clientele. And some osteos will only do that. And that is very big. Like, for example, back home in Newfoundland, a lot of the osteos, like, that's their focus. They don't focus so much on wellness or like injuries for other things except for sports and improving sports and improving your body to perform at its optimal level.
I couldn't be more excited to tell you about Central Health Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic located in Airdrie. One of the best things about them is they offer everything you'd need in a holistic health clinic, which means you don't have to go different places to get what you're looking for. The services that Central Health offer includes chiropractic care, massage, Reiki, reflexology, custom orthotics, acupuncture, kinesiotaping, cupping, health coaching, and manual osteopathy. I went in for a chiro appointment with Dr. Kyla, which really made a difference. She also felt a deep tissue massage would complement her service, so she recommended a specific massage therapist after she diagnosed me and asked what I was looking for. Then all I had to do was walk out to the front desk and book an appointment. It makes it so much easier than having to look or find a different business or practitioner for another service that could complement your therapy. If you need some help with an injury or maintenance and prevention, visit essentialhealth.ca or give them a call at 403-912-5115.
And is that something you considered, or you knew from the beginning it wasn't really what you're interested in?
I think for me, like, it doesn't matter who walks in through the door. I am going to treat them to reach their maximum potential, regardless if you're an athlete or if you're not. So to me, I don't put that restriction on my work or that restriction on my clientele. So if, you know, a whole sports team wants to walk through my door, sure. If not, sure. Like, to me, it's just about treating that individual and whatever that individual's body needs.
And tell me about, I'd like to know what, I know you went to school for a while to learn. It seems like there's so much to know. What does that look like? Like, what kind of program did you take? How long was it?
Okay, well, the programs vary. So you can go right out of high school in some schools. I went to school in Toronto and you required a degree. And then I also, where I got my medical degree, I was able to fast track the osteopathy training a little because, you know, I was fairly well versed with the body and anatomy and all sorts of ailments and things like that. So for me, it was a little bit of a different situation, but normally it could take anywhere from 2 years to 5 years.
Wow. And so when you got a chance, when you were going through your program, you were working with different individuals, I'd imagine, or what did that look like?
Yeah. So when you are in school, you work with a whole array of different individuals, as well as you have a clinic. So there's a clinic in Toronto, and you kind of work with the public there. So anyone who walks in from that, so regardless of what they have, you work with them, and then that's how you get a lot of your clinical experience.
So what is it? I don't know how you say, is it like, do you take so many hours as in the classroom and then you need to go and volunteer at a clinic, or are you actually taking clients full time at a clinic?
So how it works is that you spend a lot of time practicing on each other and on instructors and on already practicing osteopaths. And then once you kind of reach the stage when you're in like your final year or your final semester, then the school that you're in usually runs a clinic. And then that clinic draws in the public or whoever wants to make appointments. And then you're responsible for those clients.
I just want to take a moment to tell you about our monthly membership. At this point, we've been doing this membership for just over a year, and it's still one of my favorite projects I'm working on. One of my favorite things to do is wake up in the morning and see what's going on in our private membership group, see what pictures are going up, what questions are coming in, what one of our members' meals look like. So what we do within this 100% online membership is we offer support, we offer nutrition and meal plans, and we offer fitness routines. The fitness routines are all bodyweight exercises only. You don't need any equipment. They take about 20, 25 minutes, possibly 30 minutes if you're taking your time to get through a workout. We also plan your recovery days. So we set this out each Monday morning so you know exactly what you're doing for the entire week. We also do meal planning. So within our meal plans that we send out each week, we have recipes, grocery shopping lists, and more to help you understand how to prepare the food, what to buy, and what nutrients we're putting in our body. We also have video tutorials, video recipes, all exclusive to this membership. And finally, we offer group support, which could be the most valuable aspect of our membership. So these are like-minded individuals that we put you together with in one private group for you to ask questions, keep you accountable, and then we also do fun contests, giveaways, and more. So if you're looking for a little help getting on the right track, head over to trueformlife.com for more details. True Form Life.
I get it. Okay. I didn't know the school had their own clinic. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, do you have anything like, I'm not sure how it works with these type of practitioners. Do you have a goal that you're working towards, or is it to fill up your schedule so you can help as many people as possible?
My goal is to reach the most amount of people in chronic pain as possible so that they know that they don't have to live the rest of their life the way they are right now if they're currently in pain, or if they're tired or achy or stiff or sore, that there is a better way to go about that. And also just to let them know that it's not just about pain. Like, pain affects so many things in your life, like be it sleep and mood and just quality of living. And that kind of, I want people to take control of that. So to me, it's never really about the number. It's about the quality. So if I can treat someone to the point where they come in my office and say, you know, oh my gosh, that's great, or I haven't felt this good in 20 years, then that's really what my goal is.
And where does that passion come from to help people or to improve their lives? Is that way back when your mom was going through some issues or found out that she could get some help in this manner?
No, that definitely came from, like, when I was very, very young. I think it honestly started with animals. I have a huge soft spot for animals, and I would always rescue animals and animal shelters, and I would always volunteer and all that stuff, either with animals or even with, like, you know, first aid for events and stuff. And I think it was just always something that I wanted to do from a very, very young age. And so I think it just continued that out through my education and then my training and then eventually my job.
And now you can help people. Yeah. And animals.
Well, yeah.
So just to wrapping things up here, is there anything that we missed that you want to mention? And if not, you can you let our listeners know where we can find out more details about you or where they can reach you if they're interested in finding more information?
Yeah. So actually, one thing that I just want to mention is that as of right now, osteopathy is not something that does direct billing. It's covered by the majority of insurance companies, though. So you just need to submit your receipt afterwards to get coverage. And to find out more information about it, you can go on to the Central Health website. The hours on the website are there, but they're the hours for the secretaries. But my hours are different than that, so I work majority of the evening. So I'm there most nights until 7 p.m. and I work on Saturdays as well.
Oh, so that'll be nice for people that work during the day or don't work on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. All right, Kayla, thank you so much for coming on, shining some light on this topic and all the details you shared with us.
No problem. Thanks, Drew.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. I hope you got something out of that. I hope you give it a try. If you're here in the community, check out centralhealth.ca to see if you can get a hold of Kayla. And if you're not in the area, hopefully there's an osteopath around that could help you out so you can give this a try. Very cool way to improve your health. More details are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. So if you ever miss a show, you can always check out past shows there. You can also find out more details at trueformlife.com. This is where we do meal planning, recipes, grocery shopping lists, at-home workouts, and how to improve your quality of life. So check us out there. We can definitely get you going in the right direction. I want to shout out to our longtime sponsors, AG Foods in Didsbury. They started with us from the very beginning and they're still with us. So much appreciate their support. They're more like a health food store. They call themselves a grocery store though. So you can find out more details at AG Foods if you stop in and see what they have. They have all kinds of healthy options. So check them out. And I want to mention Complete Truth Protein. This is our protein supplement we designed ourselves. at True Form. This is a gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and GMO-free protein supplement. You can bake with it. You can throw it in smoothies. It will help improve your digestion, and it will also give you a natural boost of energy. You can throw it in your smoothies, or you can bake with it as a gluten-free flour. More details are at trueformlife.com/complete-truth-protein. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. In health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.